Good morning. Thank you for coming to our presentation. It will be broken down into two parts. We'll talk about developments in the first half 2006, and then we will present the new business plan, which was adopted yesterday by our Board of Directors with reference to the period 2006-2009. For half one, you will have seen the figures. So I would simply like to introduce the presentation, which will be made by Mr. Barberis, who's our CFO. And concerning the first half year, the presentation starts on page 11. Whatever comes before that is just a summary of our activities, and I think you're not interested in that since you know us very well. So first half year results. Well, we're quite pleased with the figures, and I believe that they actually confirm what we had planned to achieve during the year in our budget, and that was the result of the plan that was introduced and presented to you last year. The EBITDA growth, which we always refer to, was 35.5% over the previous half year, with a contribution basically from two components, that is to say a significant entrance into our area of consolidation in the first half year of the activities of Meta, which accounted for about 21.4% of our growth, and a continuation of our efficiency enhancement and organic growth path. And this contributed too significantly to the tune of 14%. Therefore, we're quite in line with what Hera had achieved before, in line with our business logic, and this bears witness to the soundness of our forecasts. The last half year was the period in which, whilst actually giving absolute priority to our significant activity of acquiring a Meta, and that was the main target in terms of our business logic, but we still kept our focus on individual activities aimed at widening our area of consolidation, although with deals the size of which was not that large. Those deals, apart from one, which I will mention soon, were not included in last year's plan. Therefore, they represent, again, a further confirmation of our ability to bring forward the plan according to the guidelines which were communicated in previous occasions, together with our constant drive towards widening our area of consolidation, so as to improve also in the future our ability of aggregating and enhancing efficiency. Let me refer to these deals. I'll just give you a few names. The first was the purchase of the Enel network for the Modena province. This is the only of the four deals which I'm going to illustrate now that was already included in last year's plan. We continued negotiations with Enel. Everything was completed successfully. And starting from the 1st of July, clients of that area are now Hera clients. Therefore, they contribute to our financial results, but not yet in the first half year, which is presented today. The second deal concerned the gas industry. We acquired a small company in this area, in the Riccione area, that is to say close to our Rimini presence. We acquired 100% of this company as of the 1st of January 2006. This deal, which contributed 2 million euro to our EBITDA, actually started at that date and was not included in our previous business plan. The other two deals are more recent, and they concern the acquisition or the strengthening of our stake, respectively, in SAT, S-A-T, a former municipal company operating in certain areas, in certain municipalities of the Modena province, more specifically Maranello and Sassuolo, a deal which was achieved through a tender, and we managed to acquire 46.5% of that company, and we're now getting ready for some subsequent steps that will be illustrated at a later stage of our presentation. As for the other deal, this is Aspis, a company in the Pesaro area. We already had 26% of that company, and we brought that up to 49.8%. And I'd like to remind you of the fact that, as in the case of SAT, we are now entitled to appoint the CEO. I mentioned these four deals not because of their size, but just to give you a sense, an idea of the way in which we continue in our commitment towards developing our company according to the guidelines set forth in the previous plan, that is to say our attention towards opportunities that might go beyond what have been illustrated in the plan. I'd like to give the floor now to Mr. Barberi for him to illustrate the last half-year results, and then we will continue with an illustration of the business plan. Thank you, and good morning to you all. Let's have a look at what happened in H106. As our chairman said, we performed quite well, even beyond our expectations, with growth that remained in line with the growth rates of previous year, double-digit growth. That is to say, turnover went from 896 million in the H105 to 1,198 million, 33.7% up from last year, in line with an increase in costs and raw materials, and growth in turnover revenues was actually bolstered by the full integration of Meta and an increase in prices and volumes, in particular as far as the waste area is concerned and the integrated water cycle. After margins, 35% growth over the previous year, with the 33 million roughly contribution, as you will see in the bar chart, with the integration of Modena's Meta, and almost 22 million euro coming from synergies that we achieved in that period, which are quite considerable and exceeding our earlier expectations. So we expect to be able to fully meet our objectives for the year end. For net profit, well, we actually grew by 26.8%, no less. And given the massive investment plan that we are pursuing, as we will see later on, considering DNA too, we have an improvement. And this is mainly due to a winning strategy that was pursued during the first half year in financial terms, thanks to which we managed to keep the level of financial charges on a stable level compared to the previous year, about 23 million euros, despite the fact that we've had seen an increase in debt of almost 200 million euros as a consequence of our investment plan and of an increase in revenues, and having fully shifted 100% short-term debt, which is less costly on a level with an average duration of 8 years, and placing everything on a fixed rate basis. On page 13, we'll see another favorable development in the end of the first half year. That is to say, a considerable reduction in net working capital, which, together with other elements, allowed us to keep our debt level stable despite the considerable investment we made in the first half year, referring to operating investment and financial investment, which is represented by the Enel network of the Modena province, accounting for 255 million euro, And as far as the operating part, this is related to investments we've made in the waste area. That is to say, I'm referring to work in progress for waste to energy, and also as far as water is concerned, €43 million roughly, which will then be paid off through tariffs. And then net working capital, well, it went down. This is one of the most important things we're quite pleased with, by over €200 million, down from 330 roughly to 111 roughly. Again, in December, 330, and at the end of 05, it was about 280. And this was achieved mainly through the fact that we managed to solve a problem we had in the past in terms of our billing cycle, the fact of having of converging towards a single SAP system. We had some short-term problems. We had promised in December that we would solve this problem. The problem has been solved. Now the process is fully operational, both in terms of billing systems, but also in terms of over collection of overdue payments. This allowed us to reduce our net working capital, thus increasing our cash flow. As promised, we kept an extremely sound financial structure. Mention was made beforehand of our debt being fully long-term, a gearing of 66.5%, which is amongst the best in our industry, and to the A-plus S&P rating, we added also a A1 rating from Moody's. A quick overview on page 14 of our business growth. We referred to our margins, EBITDA plus 35.5%. And this is quite good, and it comes from higher sales and better performance of our plants and facilities, which has been growing in terms of margin in the waste area, and also in terms of integrated water cycle, both thanks to homogeneous and growing tariffs vis-à-vis our investment, and also thanks to new clients and new volumes. And the same applies to gas. Electricity grew thanks to the Meta merger, but also because we are focusing now on a specific type of customers with higher margins. This is mostly what I wanted to mention. I'd like to give the floor to our chairman now. Well, let's talk about our 06-09 business plan. How can we define our planning effort? Well, first of all, we consider it quite important for us to tell you that we are here to fully confirm, after reviewing them, our forecast for 2008. Indeed, our forecasts at that time were not vague forecasts. They were quite sound, and for several years now we have been proving that our forecasts actually are confirmed by facts. A second general remark concerns the fact that 2009 in our forecasts, the net of one-off deals or unexpected deals, will still see considerable growth in line with previous years, hence the possibility that our overall recipe consisting in expanding our companies, working on different levels, working on enhancing our efficiency in-house, and also grasping strengthening opportunities both upstream and at the local level, so that this is a recipe which is proving to be successful and adequate for us to growing our EBITDA at levels which are fully in line with our recent past and, as far as I know, even higher than our competitors. How did we manage to how did we come up with this forecast that confirms results for forecast for 08 and 409. Well, we simply reconsidered our services basis, which has been sort of cleaned off of everything which we had inherited and which we felt were not part of our core business. We are working at enlarging or widening our activities in terms of cross-selling these services to a customer base which is growing in size too. You will also know that 2006 was the year that the company intended to use not only to strengthen its presence locally, but also to strengthen its presence in the unregulated area industries, energy in general and special waste also in particular, with a view to strengthening their presence upstream, thus operating from on a stronger basis on a highly competitive and quite a difficult market in certain cases, so as to improve its ability of getting its supplies on good terms. Our organic growth and also the level of synergies are fully in line with what we have achieved so far in value terms. And this has been made possible by the fact that we work on a size of our company which is gradually growing. Obviously, if we were expecting to keep the same level of synergy from the very same area of consolidation, we would hardly be able to confirm such a success story for many years. But since we keep widening our presence geographically, the component coming from this activity allows us to keep these efficiency standards. As for costs, since we're talking about efficiency, we've also thrown up and introduced into our plan a series of other projects that Mr. Venier will elaborate on later on, some of which will be launched shortly and should have their early results also already by the end of the plan, which we are describing now. Obviously, our growth model also in the cases which I mentioned before, remains appealing on the market, and this is perfectly in line with the greater buoyancy that has been emerging over the past few years in terms of consolidation activities. Since we tend to be cautious, we haven't included one-off or unforeseen deals in our plan. Therefore, the things that you're going to see today are net of not one-off deals or things which have not been considered before. I think that this is something you should bear in mind because there are very many things in the pipeline today, and indeed in the area of consolidation as far as Italian utilities are concerned, well, there is a lot going on, but this should not unduly affect our forecast in our business plan. So as a conclusion to my presentation, I would like to give you a few elements that will allow you to judge what we're saying and talking about specific reference to our growth opportunities both in upstream terms and also in terms of widening our geographical presence. A few highlights on the plan, which will then be illustrated fully by Mr. Venier, who actually drew it up. So in terms of turnover or value of production, growth as forecast for 2009 is 6.7% per year, based basically on our dual fuel policy as far as energy is concerned, in particular with reference to our business customers. And then we have volume growth in the business as a whole, and also based on our tariff forecasts, which are quite sound as far as the first half of the plan is concerned, since they derive from agreements that have been undertaken with local authorities. And then there is an extrapolation based on achieving cost coverage and investment return levels as envisaged by the law as far as water and waste are concerned. As for water, also based on the level of investment required by the relevant authorities, we expect to grow tariffs by 4.5% per year. As far as waste is concerned, instead, an equivalent forecast is of 2.2% per year. Distribution, both electricity and gas, well, they follow different logics in a way, and they have been assumed as being basically stable throughout the period. For EBITDA growth, 13.9% per year, that is what is mentioned here, is fully in line with what we're doing now and what we did in previous years. The levers that we will use for this result, and as I said before, this does not include one-off deals. Well, this refers to our synergies to be derived from our current activities and from commercial growth in general terms. This allows us to say that the further year which we add today to our plan assumes a growth of another 50 million euro in terms of EBITDA. As for investment, it is estimated to be of around 1.4 billion, which is our CapEx plan, and we also confirm the other pillars of our previous business plan, both in terms of growth in our ratios and also in terms of dividend policy. So this is confirmed with a 15% growth up to 2009. So 50 plus 15% per year in terms of dividends paid. As for the ratios, I believe that the most relevant data which we confirm is a ROI of 14% in 2009. We will keep a debt equity structure of a debt of 60%. Of the equity, and this again through 2009. These are the main figures. They do not, quite new, but these are quite sound. They're duly considered and based on the experience we've acquired so far. Having said so, I'd like to show you yet another two things concerning the levers or the drivers through which these results will be achieved. I already referred to them in my introduction. You will see on page 18 that in terms of change of area of consolidation, there is the benefit from the Enel acquisition, which has already been done, and there is nothing else envisaged or included here in our forecast for the rest of the period. In terms of synergy, figures have been included which are quite similar for the two main chapters or areas, synergy and organic growth, which means, as you will see in the table on page 18, that these two areas will grow similar level and also similar to the past. So synergy around 17 million euro per year and organic growth from 18 in the past to 17. So this shows the major contribution that will come from these two areas. As for our plans or facilities, I may tell you something more. We have been mentioning this for several years. Well, finally, the building sites have been opened. We have all the relevant permits. One is forthcoming the next few hours, the Rimini one. All others are either under construction or close to their formal opening. The third, which we're going to formally open, would be certainly the Teverola plant. So for those of you who believed in our forecast 4 years ago, some people had misgivings about the possible feasibility of that. Well, you have those of you who believed then what we said, well, we'll see now that they have been proved right. They will contribute to our EBITDA growth considerably in our plan. We're talking about 117 million euro, of which, this is a detail which is worth mentioning given its relevance, there is 75 coming from waste to energy plants which are under construction and 42 which will come from electricity power plants of different size and type, which are under construction. I'd like to give the floor now to Mr. Venier for him to present the entire plan.
Good morning to all of you. Let me say that the guidelines of our strategic plans from today until 2009 are mainly characterized by consistency and high focus. Consistency with what we did in the previous 48 months, that is, great focus on all those factors and aspects that are connected to the upstream integration on the energy side and waste side. And there we anticipated some criticalities that were then highlighted by the market, and we'll find them again this winter. And then consistency with the market development trends. This is one of the main assets we have. We have to develop and grow our business, and consistency in further rationalizing and cutting costs, and with greater and greater focus on our main points, that is, keeping up our customer base and also being present and increasing our geographical presence. Of course, in order to achieve these targets, we are working hard, and we are working also on the innovation side, on the technology side, and we are also trying to be consistent with our past as far as sustainability is concerned, as we have a very good relation to our territory. We care for our territory, starting from upstream gas integration, for instance. We are mainly working on a multi-year plan, and as many of you will know, we have already achieved a certain autonomy in sourcing gas and gas supply. About 30% of our sales to final customers, to end customers, takes place by direct purchases from foreign suppliers. And this percentage will be kept stable in 2009 too. And at the same time, we will tackle gas market criticalities. We, of course, came to grips with them last winter, and we will have to tackle them again this winter. How did we think? How are we going to face these criticalities that are due to poor availability and very high prices in Northern Europe? We, of course, leveraged multi-year contracts we've already undertaken that enable us to have a certain room for maneuvering. We underwrote new multi-year contracts with transit gas, 300 million cubic meters over 3 years. And also we're doing so thanks to our very close cooperation and relation with a European player, ONG, enabling us to source competitive gas on the market. Moreover, we went on in our logistics maximization process. We know that there's poor availability, prices are high, but we want to optimize and maximize every single step going from importing, stocking, and then delivering gas to city gates. This is of fundamental importance to be able to be highly competitive on the market and be able to efficiently be on the market. We developed a number of competencies and skills, and in order to be even more effective and efficient, we set up a trading company based in Vienna, now in operation as of July, and that is enabling us to actually undertake agreements for tens of millions, dozens of millions of cubic meters to further enhance our access to these resources. The market has the prices we all know, and in being able to take advantage of this competitive edge at national level is paramount, because it enables us to grasp local opportunities, also thanks to our relations we have with national players such as Shell, for instance, supplying us with dozens of cubic meters of gas every year. of millions of cubic meters per year. These are the tools we have available to tackle the coming years, and we are undertaking also long-term initiatives. We took part in the first tender bid for the acquisition of on the TAG for acquiring further quantities of gas in coming years. We are talking about significant amounts here, and we have already been awarded the tender bid for further increasing TTPC, which is the gas line coming from Algeria. And that was started at the end of August. There will be a second TAG tender bid as soon as we get the access rules, the registrations rules. And then there will be initiatives, long-term initiatives we will mention later on, because, of course, they go beyond the time frame of the 2009 business plan. What are we aiming at? We want to come up with a portfolio that enables us to fully grasp all opportunities that we have available on the market, hundreds of thousands of cubic meters on the market. And then electricity. Electricity, we are working in this domain, and when we met for the previous business plan, we had identified the need to actually strike a balance between being present on the market, that is, sold volumes and ability to generate volume for about 400 megawatts. Part of these megawatts are already being produced with a new project, 100 megawatts project in Ortona that will be a plant, open cycle plant, that unlike combined cycle plants, and it will provide us with all the quality electricity, quality energy we need to cover peak times that are now only covered by Enel at rather high prices. We then went on of course, concentrating on renewable sources with a number of undertakings and initiatives we are now committed to. Biomass, for instance, which are a natural development for our territory, for our area, where agriculture is plays a significant role, but also in the Veneto area, where we have a couple of projects we are focusing on. And then a number of other minor initiatives where we are trying to grasp opportunities in the solar energy business and et cetera, and other businesses, and wind business. What are we trying to do? We're trying to bridge the gap, waiting for more capacity to be built up to grasp market opportunities. There are other players on the market that are thinking, envisaging the possibility of making agreements on virtual resources. And we are trying to be there as well. In 2005, we sold about 5.4 terawatt. We want to sell an extra one by 2009. So it's an automatic, almost inertial growth we are going to experience. Underneath, you see the here expected WTE capacity and how we mean to bridge the gap over that time frame. Talking about waste, we want to talk about upstream integration. You know that waste is the bigger portion of our business as far as results are concerned. And you know that our presence in the waste business is not just related to urban waste cycles, but rather and foremost, I would say, more and more in the future for dealing with special waste. Urban waste has a 1.5 development per year, while special waste has been developing at very high rates, 5.5, up to 6% growth rates per year. So they represent a significant market opportunity to be grasped. And then overall, in 2009, we want to be processing 4.3 million tons of waste. 1.7 urban waste, 1.9 related to special waste. Expectations on special waste are higher than market averages, 5.5%, because we believe that we can rely on a consolidated geographical presence on the necessary infrastructures that very, very few players have, so we're going to benefit from that. I would say no one apart from us, not just a few players, but none apart from us, at least in Italy. And then we realized that we have to start moving and strengthening the capacity of existing plants, but, and also grasp opportunities by integrating our asset base with more technologies, new plants, etc. That's why where you see new initiatives in our business plans, we're going to build two new plants for biogas production for the gas, via the gasification of plastic matter, and then other more specialized plants for gas production. I don't want to be too technical here, but you see in the total investment, you saw about 30 million euro will be specifically devoted to the building of new plants so that we can come up with a better and better, more and more complete waste processing range. Innovation and rationalization, market situation, we're trying to provide a picture of the market. It's regulated business and unregulated business, and there you have to optimize your revenues and margins. On the electricity side, 9 terawatt, it's 9 terawatt hour per hour. We started applying this logic, the dual fuel logic, and it's providing results. Outside our geographical area, we are managing to undertake one-third of the dual fuel agreements contracts, that is, one-third of these contracts foresee the supply of both electricity and gas, for instance, so dual fuel. And it's going to be 14,000 by 2009, according to our expectations. After special waste, our target is 1.9 million tons, and we think we're going to hit that target, definitely, by supplying full service contracts, because you see there are no other competitors on the market that are able to provide such a wide spectrum, such a wide range of technologies for special waste treatment. We want to be appealing to large accounts, to large customers, big industrial companies, chemical companies, iron and steel companies that have specific requirements and needs for special waste processing. And then trial fuel offerings, whereby we want to be able to cooperate with international players that will be able to provide an offer outside our geographical area, extra capacity, and so that products can be channeled to certain areas when there are peak demand times, and also the possibility to exchange technologies with the partners. I was mentioning the stripping technology to treat land, and this particular technology will come from the Eolia, will be borrowed from the Eolia group, and we will benefit from it indeed. Gas targets. Last year we sold 2.7 billion of cubic meters to final customers, to end clients, and I specify end customers because this does not include supplies for the production of electric power. The target for 2009 is to fully offset the churn rate effects that we're going to have on the territory. Now, it's more than 2 years old, so it's highly consolidated in its dynamics, and we want to gain another 200 million cubic meters by entering the nearby areas. And if we want to add to this the gas sales in our power generation plants, we can reach 2.9 billion cubic meters to final customers. about by 2009 we can reach up to 3.9 billion cubic meters per year. So 1 billion cubic meters are being taken in and added. And we're not including in this trading activities that are carried out to actually offset our and further curb our costs. Urban waste, plus 2.2% increase, this is what we expect, and part of the results will be granted by the agreements we're going to undertake, and we already have for this year and for coming year. As of next year, we're going to renegotiate the agreement for another four-year time frame for water as well. Today, we have 2.2% already. What we did today was actually assuming that the same dynamics will be kept for the coming years as well, and the full cost coverage as laid down by the law, as foreseen by the law, we will only have around in 2009-2010. So with all the assumptions are there for costs to be stable for the coming years as well. Water growth expectations are plus 4.5%, unlike we'd seen in the previous business plan. This is going to be a consequence of extra investments that were required from us and that have to be then recovered by increasing tariffs. This is what causes the variation. And then the third pillar of regulated activities is district heating, which in our portfolio has a significant role to play. We are only ranking second or third after Brescia and Turin, and it will follow a very significant growth dynamic because from the current 407 gigawatt per hour, we will reach 700 gigawatt per hour in thermal power. We're talking about sold volume. As we said, there are areas in which we have supply sources that are rather convenient and cost efficient. In Ferrara, for instance, for steam supply coming from the Eni power plant, or in Ferrara, where we have a waste treatment plant, and Bologna, or other areas where the urban settlement is further and further increasing, and therefore also the gas, water, and other related businesses are increasing. Our final target is to provide three services per client by 2009, whilst now we have 1.8 service per client. So we think this target is absolutely viable and feasible thanks to our presence on the territory. Let us now face the second pillar in our business plan, in our strategy, innovation and rationalization. What do we mean by this? We wanted to actually combine these, to melt these two ideas, because you cannot have synergies over the long run, in the long term, unless you innovate and vice versa. So the main drivers that will enable us to achieve these targets are as follows. So information systems, first of all, because as you know, the introduction of information systems within our companies was a highly demanding task. We were committed to it in the previous 2-3 years, and we will do so in the next 2-3 years too. We've increased our area of consolidation, as you heard before. We want to further increase it, and the newly acquired companies will be provided with the very same information system. So we're further consolidating these systems, and we want to have them fully integrated. We, for instance, consolidated CBIL system integration of CRM and applications. They were integrated with SAP applications, and then operating systems were, of course, again, integrated with business information system, SAP applications. And today we have a cost, which is €8 per customer. And we are hoping to reduce, to cut that cost to €5.56 per client. And this will be achieved thanks to the fact that this will be achieved when the system will be fully operational. So there will be virtual systems put in place, call center, web centers instead of physical offices and branches. Today, web contacts account for 1%, but hopefully once we've got all the systems interconnected, it will be 3%. Today, call centers is 60% of contacts, and we're going to achieve 72% of contacts via call centers. Other areas are, of course, best practices sharing, focusing on human resources, improving training. We had a positive impact in terms of cost cutting by reducing personnel. We blocked turnover. That was very much shared by at industrial level, by other industrial players. We want to further share 200 to 300 people. And we want to further cut costs thanks to the starting up of new plants and improving efficiencies. 10 million will be derived from supply sources reduction, procurement cost reduction, about 10 million, and then 41 operating efficiencies. As I told you before, it's not the only example I gave you before, but we're working on automation system. With purchasing the Enel network, all of these customers have an Enel meter, so we are extending our metering system to the rest of our territory so that we improve our metering capacities as well. Synergies, €67 million, are perfectly in line with the expected values, with the past values. Some extra figures to crunch, overall figures. This is a chart we've been projecting for the previous plan as well. I think it provides you a good overview of results. EBITDA, €386 million, of which 34% waste. We want to reach 650, waste 37% in that case, water 24%, keeping the same level, and electricity and gas together another 31%. Electricity growth is mainly due to the incorporation of the Modena network and partly to the startup of the new plants, whilst district heating and lighting and will account for about 7%. In terms of cash flow, vis-à-vis our investment plans, you see the energy business, even though we discount the cost of purchasing of the NL network, will provide a positive cash generation, about €220 million. And then waste, about €150 million, whilst water will break even practically, will between investment and cash flow generation, because we are going to recover investments, the investment payback over these of the investments we've made is spread over a longer time frame than this business plan is catering for, and I can anticipate that in the coming years water will have a positive cash flow generation, and other as of 2009 will also have a positive cash flow generation. As you well know, in our portfolio, you can definitely read the level of risk, and the sustainability will be kept as expected. We will have 51% on the competitive market and 49% on the regulated market as to the EBITDA breakdown per type of business. Just a few more words and I'll leave the floor to our chairman. As you can see, 1.4 billion investment, 50% of which will be focusing on maintenance, so to say. And what do I mean by maintenance? In a broad sense, that is also including extension of some of our assets, small actions to optimize a plant capacity, slightly more than maintenance, and for the remaining 50%, 0.68 from development, financial development and industrial development, of course. Development CAPEX will mainly go to power generation plans. I'm not saying anything new in this respect, because if you know us, you know that this has always been of paramount importance to us. As to the breaking down, the investment breakdown, waste, you see, considering all the investment we've made in the waste treatment plant is 32%, and the remaining portion comes from other businesses, water, gas, etc. You see, cash generation, 0.6 is the debt equity ratio, and the ratio between EBITDA and debt is improving, and it will provide a return around 14%, also thanks to the type of investments we have made over time.
Considering what I said initially, what I'm going to say in the closing remarks is going to be a little bit more detailed. Indeed, as I said, since we drew up our plan, our pipeline has been receiving new ideas and new developments. And since these are not including the things we mentioned, we felt it was only right for us to mention them in the concluding remarks. Now, what are the main areas of what we we call on-top activities? Well, first of all, what we are doing additional to what Mr. On top of what Mr. Venier said, in order to strengthen our capacity upstream, and what we are thinking of doing, what we are planning to do in the area of local consolidation, where a lot of activity is going on. As for the first area, something new already emerged over the summer. I'm referring to the gas industry. Indeed, those of you who know this business will know what happened. Compared to last year when, if you will remember, we had presented as one of our reference points for strengthening our supply capacity, the Galsi project that we were part of as a project company from the very beginning. We also said that before turning that company into a company that would build the actual pipeline, the actual gas line, we wanted to make sure that we would get something in terms of raw materials. Well, this significant event actually occurred a few weeks ago. With Sonatrach, we signed an agreement guaranteeing for 15 years 1 billion cubic meters of raw materials, starting from when the pipeline becomes operational. So we're close to 30% of our overall requirements. With reference to Galsi, negotiations are underway for turning the company into a construction company, and in terms of equity, we expect to undertake a commitment for up to 40 million euro, and we expect the company in its new shape that all shareholders have agreed to should take form or should become operational starting from early October, after the meeting that will actually change the bylaws and the nature of the status of the company. An important event in this area has been represented by our scouting activity that we carried out over the past few months in order to choose presence in an initiative in the area of regasifying plants. And we have three options under evaluation. Indeed, government decisions will soon be taken as for which of these plans will be actually built, and we have to decide which one we want to be present in. Of course, we do have some preferences. Not all of them are quite comparable in terms of what our requirements are. Our target is that of being present in one of these plants for us to have supplies ranging from 600 million and 1 billion per year starting from the beginning of operations for this LNG plant. Another thing aimed at strengthening our capacity and supply security is that of storage. We're not present in the storage area yet, but we are following quite carefully this area. Meanwhile, we also signed a preliminary agreement with a U.S. company that is involved in the design of several storage areas also close to our geographical area. Should this project actually receive the relevant permits, we will probably will have a possibility of taking part in that. So as far as this is concerned, if you consider our portfolio in terms of strengthening our capacity, you will find out that it is quite interesting for electricity. Benier already mentioned something here. We went on activating, opening our new plants. Today, we plan to exceed 800 megawatt of our own supply for 2009. We are still lacking another 300 for us to fully cover our commercial requirements. We will not change our strategy. We want to be guided by our selling ability for us to determine our requirements, which we consider to be between 9 and 10 terawatts per hour. And the coverage of these remaining 300 megawatts should be done through our initiatives in renewable resources and also in growing our presence as far as gas plants are concerned. We already have a pro quota stake in those. Let me now come to the second chapter. I'm referring to geographical expansion or growth. Well, first of all, I'd like to say it was easy for me to say last year when it wasn't yet quite clear when the second stage would start. I actually told you at that time that it would be around the fall of or autumn of 2006, because some of those areas which had been working at consolidation with considerable increases in size were beginning to consider what to do once they had grown up. Well, I believe that the time frame I had anticipated last year is indeed being confirmed. Today, within this area, we identify two levels of activity. Well, first of all, I'm referring to the type of deals I mentioned in my opening remarks, that is to say, what we may call, without actually diminishing its importance, complementing our presence by expanding onto adjoining areas and thus increasing our synergy level and our coverage of the area. In this area, we have three projects in our pipeline. The first concerns the possibility that we have been working at for quite a long time. In the region of Marches, and in particular in the city of Pesaro, we want our presence to be increased, and this refers to a company which is now municipal, which will then be owned partly by provincial authorities, which means that we may merge into the company which we have 49% are the two minor utilities which are in that area, thus thus widening our presence and of course reviewing our stake, which means however that our role will not change. By that, I mean that we will keep actually managing the company. The second such initiative concerns SAT, S-A-T, the company I referred to in my opening remarks. We acquired a minority stake very few weeks ago in July, in late July, more precisely. After SAT, we have already started our first contact. We will start negotiating early in October with a view to fully integrating it into the HERA model that's merging this company into our group. So the company will become part of our area of consolidation. And we have a third project, which we can't mention, which we can't name yet because of confidentiality. It concerns another entity in an adjoining area to us. It is an interesting company, though not a very big one, with 90 million euro of turnover and about 20 million euro in terms of EBITDA. As for this latter case, we are close to starting negotiations, which might either be completed successfully or not, but of course we're ready to start anyway. And then, of course, there is a second level. And this is something we've heard a lot in the media over the past weeks and months. I'm referring to the envisaged restructuring of the overall industry. Also, thanks to the fact that the government is indeed recommending consolidation. This is something quite advisable. We had hoped for this to happen even earlier than now, but anyway, it is now coming to fruition. And we hope that this may actually translate into some practical initiatives aimed at encouraging those who are going to venture further into this area. So, for your benefit, we've tried to describe here things which perhaps you take for granted already, but which have the benefit of being fully transparent. Here, thanks to the strengths that I've already highlighted with some of you in previous occasions, that is, say, thanks to the absence of an absolute controlling shareholder that leaves us greater freedom in our governance, and thanks to our track record in terms of actual synergies determined by our consolidation activities and our sound financial structure, and I would like to add geographical location. This is the overall package with which we present ourselves to the market, and this is an important element which I can anticipate. It is a market towards which our shareholders are indeed focusing their attention, and they're quite willing to consider the market in terms of what it has to offer. What possible options exist? Well, there is a more sort of geographically closed opportunity, so quite sizable actually, which, however, per se will not be able to make us actually grow considerably. But I'm referring to the Enea company. But of course, this is something that is close to us. It is quite similar to us in terms of the reference market. Therefore, for all this reason, we might be interested in seeing whether there is whether conditions exist for us to consider any future steps. And then there is a range of alternative opportunities. And I'm referring to the very sizable ones here, which I've tried to summarize or to group into four areas. And this is what the current multi-utility market offers today. I'm referring to something which is undergoing considerable change today. I'm referring to ongoing negotiations between ASM and AEM Milan. Then there is an important entity such as IRIDI, which starting from the 1st of October next will have been fully integrated in terms of Genoa and Turin. And there is an entity similar to us in size, I'm referring to Acea in Rome. To these three options, which have not yet been actually sounded out fully yet, so I wanted to add a fourth case, which is completely different. Perhaps the same results may be achieved here, but it is the idea of pursuing the possibility of actually significantly changing our size through the summation of several different deals. An opportunity exists in the adjoining area to ours for us to achieve the same results. That is to say, there are medium-sized companies which will which will not be able to remain at the margin of this consolidation process for much longer. I'm referring to those cases, to those entities with similar size to Meta. In several of such cases, considerable growth in size can be achieved, quite in line, I should say, with what could be achieved with the three different cases I mentioned before. Having said so, I'd like to come to my conclusion. I believe that today's presentation has not been quite surprising for you. We've actually substantiated what we've done, and we believe we are credible in what we want to achieve in the future. We've confirmed our targets for 2008, and we added forecasts for 2009 at 650 million euros. That was not based on extrapolation. It was based on well-known drivers. Our activities as far as the upstream market is concerned, the most sensitive area, this is something that was envisaged since the beginning of our company. Of course, we were not present upstream of the energy industry. And I believe that solutions are being found here in the short term and also in the longer term, which are quite feasible. We were able to confirm once again the soundness of our financial structure. Our targets, I believe, are quite remarkable. We've confirmed and extended one further year forecasts in terms of a return for our shareholders. And finally, again, in full transparency and for the sake of completeness, we wanted to inform the market of our future steps, which, given things that we've described so far, are not far off. I thank you very much for your attention. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask them now.